In the course of 2 days, world leaders, humanitarian workers, experts and activists discussed a range of issues key to the survival of millions in both the long and short term. Director General of UNESCO Irina Bokova is convinced that just bringing all those people together has been extremely important.
For the first time, we put with such a strong emphasis education among the humanitarian concerns. We know that unfortunately only 2% of the humanitarian aid goes to education. What our experts have been telling us that we need 10% if we want really kids in all the different circumstances to go to school. It's a big ambition that we have.
The so-called Grand Bargain is another new initiative announced at the summit. Its main purpose is to make sure that help is directly delivered to people in need, quickly and efficiently. One of the architects of the Grand Bargain is Kristalina Georgieva, Vice President of the European Commission and co-chair of the UN's High Panel on Humanitarian Finance. Ms. Georgieva insists that the Grand Bargain is not just about more money, but money well spent.
We expect that when it is implemented, it would result in $1 billion or more moved from administrative activities and overlaps, incoherent actions to productive life-saving activities. It is an agreement of mutual accountability, donors and implementing agencies.
According to the Grand Bargain, by 2020, a quarter of humanitarian funding should go to local and national organizations. Jan Egeland heads the Norwegian Refugee Council and is also special advisor to Staffan de Mistura, who represents the UN at the Syrian talks. He said there had been some progress at the summit, but he has not heard clear promises to uphold international humanitarian law, especially when it comes to refugees.
There are pledges for more funding for humanitarian work for internally displaced, which are really at the bottom of the pit and getting the least of the attention and the resources, as well as for refugees. What I lack is government saying, and we will also uphold humanitarian law.
Jan Egeland says the biggest test is what comes next in dealing with the world humanitarian crisis.
There are 5,000 or 6,000 people here, and as such, it's recognition of humanitarian work. I think the problem is, in a way, what will happen the day after? Will we see that we have better tools? Will we see that we have better resources? And will we see that we are actually reaching better the millions we're not reaching? We perhaps need to be even more focused.
Елена Вапнічна, United Nations in Istanbul.